So turns it over, in fact, and Dorwatt has it for Michigan State. Sends it back to the point. Michigan State buzzing now after they got their first goal, trying to get back in this one. Long shot from the point. Save made by Moe. Lindmark scoops up the loose puck and skates it away for the Badgers. He'll lob it high out to center ice. Uchari gloves it down. Bantle has it. He'll play it deep into the offensive zone. St. Cyr will stop it as the Badgers go for a change. Just about 5 minutes gone by here in the second period. Each team has already scored in this middle frame. It's 3-1 Badgers on top as the puck goes out of play and we'll have a face-off.
Well, I think that they're going to call that a delayed offside more than it is puck going out of play. Just get in a situation where as soon as the Michigan State player went over and then came back, I don't think he realized that he wasn't back outside the blue line.
Off the faceoff, it squirts all the way back towards St. Cyr, but grabbed by Bazgall in his own zone. Plays it ahead, but it's picked off by Caulfield. Caulfield with a man out front. He's got Stang, centers it to him, and Stang couldn't get the blade on it. Went all the way to the near boards, and Stang had a chance for a great redirection there, much like D. St. Paul did a few moments ago. Gorniak delivers a big hit, causes a turnover. Stang with it, slides the backhand pass to Caulfield. Caulfield on the near side, finds a man back door. They score! Beautiful pass by Caulfield to Gorniak. It's 4-1 Badgers.
Well, if the seniors are going to have a night, that's what Jack Gorniak needs to do. Drive the net, beat the offside defenseman to the open area, and of course, Brock Caulfield puts it right on his tape, and it's a bing, bang, bong into the net. 4-1, Bucky.
We've seen that now on a couple of these goals. This one from Gorniak, D. St. Paul from earlier. Somebody taking it wide, somebody going hard to the net at the far post, and now twice it's resulted in a goal for the Badgers, who lead again by three. This time it's 4-1. For Jack Gorniak, the West Salem native gets his fifth tally of the year, the fifth year senior on senior night. Lights the lamp and the Badgers have a three-goal advantage. Krieger in his own zone, plays it out to center ice. But it goes right back to Krieger. He swings across ice to Underwood. Long lead pass goes through the middle all the way down. Stopped by Moe behind his own net. Vorlicki plays it ahead onto the tape of Lucius. He'll go to D. St. Paul. Badgers buzzing again. Stramo with it. Stramo takes the short pass from D. St. Paul. He has a stick tied up as the Michigan State player was laying down on the ice right on top of it. And Stramo couldn't get the twig loose to be able to get control of the puck. Crowd wanting a penalty call, but none was coming. Vorlicki in his own zone. Snaps across ice pass to Lucius. He couldn't catch it. It rolls into the Michigan State zone. They play it back to the Badger end. Dexheimer checks his man off the puck. Vorlicki has it, taking the pass from Stramel. He'll play it ahead to D. St. Paul. D. St. Paul spins around, throws it off the boards, and clears the zone, getting it out to center ice. 13:40 to go in the second. Badgers have scored twice here in this second period. Michigan State once. 4-1 our score. A shot from the high slot. Whistles just wide of Moe. All the way down the ice will go. Hustling after it is Malmquist. Instead, icing will be the call as Nienhaus gets to it. So it's a face-off back in the Wisconsin zone.
Well, that got the people out of their seats. Not yeah. only have they seen four goals here by Bucky halfway through the second period, they've also seen three very pretty goals.
So much for the days of the grinded out 1-0, 2-1 hockey when you play a Michigan State team. We got goals here tonight. There were eight goals last night, already five tonight. Badgers are going to take a timeout. We'll get one in here as well. 4-1, Badgers on top. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Energy. Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badgers leading it 4-1. We are stations across the Badger Radio Network. A 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers lead Michigan State 4-1 here. Faceoff to the right of Jared Moe with 13:25 to go in the second period. Lots of action here between these two teams here tonight, coming off an 8-goal game last night that the teams combined for. We've already got 5 here tonight. Spartans keep it in the zone. Around the boards it goes. It'll come all the way to the near side. First one to it is Tanner Kelly. Has it pinned in his skates. It'll squirt loose along the near boards. Horbach knocking it away from Daniel Russell. Horbach spins around, tries to wrist it out, can't do so. Blockered aside by Jared Moe on the bid from the boards. Russell keeping it in along the far side, below the goal line. Tries a backhand pass. That's deflected. Dorwart leads the team in plus minus at plus 11 coming into the weekend. At center ice, Bantle with it for Wisconsin. Gets around the defenseman. Chasing after the puck deep in below the goal line. Can't get to it. But good work by Horbach on the forecheck. Putting the pressure on, causing a turnover. Horbach reaching for it. He's trying to get it off of Russell's stick from behind, but good support there by Lindmark to keep it in. Bantle just spins around with a backhand pass, throws it up front. That's deflected. Finally scooped up by Carson Dorwart. And he'll lift it high end over end, lobs it deep into the Badger zone. Middendorf puts on the brakes. Good job by the Badgers defenseman there to pin him up against the wall as Kuhlemans still has that stick caught underneath his armpit and then finally lets Middendorf go. Michigan State bringing it back in on the attack in the offensive zone. They trail it 4-1 here in the second period. Hurtig played it around the boards. It comes back to the point. Krieger fakes the shot, then throws it through traffic. Never reaches the net. Stang has it now. He'll look to lift it out of the zone. Can't do so. Turns it over instead. Middendorf plays it to Davidson. Taken away by Kuhlemans. It's backhanded to the far side. Jack Gorniak, who scored the goal a few moments ago, has it behind the net. Nifty moods cuts dangerously right up the middle, but hold your breath, folks. He got it to Sam Stang. Stang plays it over on the far side to Jugnauth joining the rush, and he puts it right on net. St. Cyr makes the save. The defenseman pushed the puck back into St. Cyr to cover it up and take a faceoff to his right. Hold your breath when Jack Gorniak was getting the legs going behind the net, but all's well that ends well on that one.
Yeah, stick handling in traffic is not his forte. Wide open spaces, creating his own space, that's his game. So let the other guys do that, Jack.
Hey, Badger fans, get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Face-off in the offensive zone for the Badgers. It's controlled by the Spartans. Flip it out to center ice. Vorlicki will retreat, gather it, bring it back into his own zone. Spins around, throws it off the boards, and it's going to be an icing call here on the Badgers. So they'll go all the way to the Wisconsin zone with 11:15 to go in the middle frame.
Well, some words between Tanner Kelly and Lucius Cruz as they were going down. That pass was intended for Lucius, and he gets in a situation where 26 Kelly just basically held his stick. Nothing was called, but they had some words. Talking about class schedules and...
I don't think that's what they were talking about.
Yeah, they were.
As you mentioned, Dylan St. Cyr, the Michigan State netminder, has traveled a long road to be the Spartans' netminder, and the Spartans controlling it right now in the offensive zone. Bring it back to the blue line. Have to play it around the boards and deep below the goal line. Muka trying to get it out front, can't do so. Stramo tries to play it over to Lucius. It was in the air, he couldn't control it. Lucius now at the blue line, jabbing at it, but it comes back to Vorlicki, and the Badgers will regroup deep. Dexheimer throws it cross ice to Stramo, right in front of the Michigan State bench. He'll snap a pass right up the middle of Vorlicki, in over the zone. Gets it to Stramo, cuts to the middle. Stramo with a wrist shot and a pad save, kicked out by St. Cyr. Got the right pad right out on it. Spartans get it out to center ice, hustling after his Muka. Tries to get it in, can't. DeSaint Fall has it now. Drops a pass for Lucius. He'll cut to the middle. Cruz Lucius with a wrist shot right on, and St. Cyr makes the save and leaves no rebound. A little extracurricular after the whistle, this time between Cruz Lucius and Christian Krieger.
Surprise. Yeah. One of the Krieger brothers is involved in a little bit of a melee down in front of the net. I don't know if there will be penalties coming out of this or not. It was just a congestion in front of the net. I don't think anybody had any significant... I stand corrected.
Nobody's heading to the box.
I thought the referee was heading to the penalty box to call somebody, but I guess not.
As Brian mentioned last night on the broadcast, Cole Krieger, Christian Krieger, the brothers, both defensemen for this Michigan State team, both at one time Badger recruits. They have a sister who played soccer here at the University of Wisconsin, another one who played at Iowa. Very athletic family, obviously.
Donnie Granato was the assistant coach at the time, and he just loved them.
Mersch keeps it into the offensive zone for the Badgers. Pinching is LeMaster. Along the near wall, Erdahl has it. Tries to emerge with it. Had it roll off his tape. It allows Michigan State a chance to clear to go back into the Badger end where Daniel Lotch will regroup. 9:50 to go in the second period. Badgers on top, 4-1. Lotch gives it off to LeMaster. Fakes a pass. Buys himself some time. Sends a long lead pass off Lindmark, who deflects it at the far blue line and deep. Scooped up by Boskal. He'll take it to the far side and turn it over. Malmquist gets it down below the goal line. Lindmark scoops it up. Sends it back to the point. Vorlicki gets it from a skate to a stick. Brings it over to Shea Donovan. Richet right on, and St. Cyr covers up and hangs on. Good, quick puck movement there. Passes right on the tape as they moved it around the perimeter and get the shot on net. Taking a timeout here with 9:30 to go in the second. Badgers on top, 4-1. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center in Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badgers leading it 4-1 over here against Michigan State with 9:30 to go in the second period. Offensive zone faceoff. Lindmark will pull it to the near boards. Bantle ties up his man. Couldn't get to the puck, however. His jab pass, Vorlicki, as Joshua goes after it and then just tosses like a rag doll Shea Donovan into the boards. Shea's not a little man, and Shea's got his number. He was looking to race after.
If he would have got that puck, Shea would have just put him into the third row.
You've never seen a guy with a head of steam more lining up to go after somebody than Shea Donovan just was to go get Jagger Joshua, but the pass was just off the mark, and so Joshua didn't collect it. And Joshua now just politely bumps Donovan into the boards here in the offensive zone. Spartans getting a change here will allow the Badgers a chance to clear. Vorlicki plays the long lead pass ahead. That's deflected, bounces around. Middendorf back on the attack for Michigan State. Centering pass, finds its man and works its way to Cole Krieger, who bangs it home from the slot, and Michigan State cuts the deficit to 2 at 4-2.
That turnover in the neutral zone cost because Bantle's the third man back. He doesn't come with the defenseman all the way into the zone. You'll notice that Vorlicki and Shea Donovan each had a man, but Carson Bantle and Horbach went by Krieger on his way to the net, and the Badgers will find themselves only up by 2.
What did I say a short time ago? Every once in a while, it's nice to hit those home run passes, but you can't make a living off it. And there's an example of one of the dangers of it. Picked off, results in a goal for Cole Krieger, his 10th of the season, and it's now a 4-2 game, the Badgers on top. Michigan State in the offensive zone. Trying to get the pressure here again, but the Badgers try to clear. Gorniak gloved it down, couldn't control it. Middendorf will play it back deeper towards his own line. As the Spartans gather it, Krieger snaps it up the middle to Davidson, who just gets it in over the line. Kulemans has it at the goal line. He'll play it on the near boards to Stang. Goes cross ice right onto the tape of Gorniak. Gorniak trying to get around the defenseman. Puts on the brakes. Peels away from pressure. Looking for some late help. Slides it to Lindmark. Tries a pass, but fans on it to go back to the point. Stang has it now. Stang didn't realize the puck had rolled right off his stick as he was trying to slide it back to Jugnauth and went, wait a minute. Why is nothing going forward here when I'm making this pass?
That's one of those AFV moments. American's Funniest Videos. Did everything right except take the puck.
Christian Krieger plays it ahead, gets it deep into the Badger zone. Mo will have to help it to the near board. Kuhlman's racing after it at the blue line, jabs it ahead. It gets it to Stramel. Stramel trying to do a little pass for Lucius, but Lucius was slow to get going as he had to stop and wait for Stramel to get it cranked up. DeSaint Fall now at center ice, can't get to it. Kuhlman's dislodges the puck. Stramel going back into his own zone, tied up with his man. A couple of chops and checks and shoulders with Tanner Kelly. Now extra bodies come in. Kelly has it, slides it around the boards, and Lucius picks off the pass. Lucius cuts past DeSaint Fall, two-on-two rush. Lucius dangles it between his legs from one side to the other, drags it between his legs, but then lost control of it as he was knocked down to the ice. At center ice, DeSaint Fall picks off the pass. Gets it to LeMaster. He'll spin back behind his own net. 6:50 and counting here in the second period. Badgers on top, 4-2. They've outshot Michigan State 23-8. Michigan State, though, has had some chances here the last few minutes. Malmquist in over the line. Gets it to Lucius. Back to Malmquist. Malmquist had a man to Stramel, who tried to get it from his forehand to his backhand to get control of it, and the shot goes wide of the net. Nice idea, good play. Maybe one pass too many. Could have been shot by Gorniak. Nice pad save by Mo at the other end as Michigan State comes in on the rush.
That was as well executed a 3-on-2 as you're ever going to find, and Jared Mo was equal to the task.
Spartans keep it in. Krieger takes it towards the middle, slides it back to the point. One-timer is blasted, and it deflects off bodies and flutters into the air off the stick of Victor Hertig. Badgers trying to clear it here. Spartans have had some chances, though. Here come the Badgers. Erdahl in over the line, puts on the brakes, cuts to the middle, snaps off a wrist shot that's gloved out of the air by St. Cyr. He hangs on to take a faceoff to his left. End-to-end action we go. Chances for both teams at either end.
I don't like it that the fact that the game has opened up. There's a lot more clear breaks, a lot more good plays, I guess, to start it all. But the fact of the matter being is that when it was tight checking, the Badgers were more dominant.
This is a Michigan State team that last year was 12-23-1. They were 7th in the Big Ten. They had the fewest goals in the Big Ten. They were bottom 10 in the NCAA, bottom 20 in goals against average. But Adam Nightingale in his first season has certainly turned things around here. Wherever they finish in the standings, their play has been much more impressive this year, that's for sure. Trying to get the Spartans back to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012, which was the team's last winning season.
Well, you build your team from the point out.
Here's a shot by Vorlicki. Hits bodies out front, never reaches the net. Comes to the near boards. Horbach scoops it up. He'll slide it back to the point. Dexheimer through traffic. Shot right on. Save is made. Puck goes to the far boards. Horbach hustling after it. See the Badgers winning a lot of little races to the puck.
Yep.
And they have the pressure and the time. They're very active here tonight at both ends of the ice, especially on the forecheck and the offensive end. Lindmark gets it down to Horbach. Couldn't control it. Plays it off the back wall behind the net to himself. And then he's just dumped down to the ice by Christian Krieger with a good hit. Controlled finally by Michigan State. Nienhaus will get it out to center ice all the way to the Badger end. Joshua puts on the brakes, spins around, and then he takes a hit from Carson Bantle. At least somebody his own size, or height at least, if nothing else, that could reach up there to hit him. Turnover right in front. Dexheimer has it bounce off his stick. Vorlicki has it. He'll backhand it high into the air and all the way down the ice.
Nope.
Soft enough, though, that won't go all the way down there for an icing and allow the Badgers a chance to change. Spartans quickly counter the other way. Middendorf snaps one off. That goes right over top of the cage. There was a home run pass that found the tape of Middendorf. And Michigan State trying to catch the Badgers in a line change.
Yeah, and they've done well because right now Sam Stang doesn't have a stick.
Another one-timer from the slot. This one by Middendorf is turned aside by Mo. Michigan State getting some quality scoring chances here this period, even if the shot total isn't as impressive as you might think. Vorlicki behind his own net. Brings it out the far side. Throws it off the glass out to center ice. Right in front of the Michigan State bench. Middendorf has it on the cross ice pass. Drops it. Gets the pass back. But it bounces through his legs. Chopped out from front and almost onto the stick of Jeremy Davidson. If he would have collected that one, he was in a great scoring opportunity. Vorlicki has a man right on top of him. That's Middendorf. Aggressive on the forecheck is Michigan State as well here. The Badgers not a lot of time and space in their own zone. Throw it to the blue line where Krieger holds it. Krieger to Davidson. Davidson plays it towards the middle. It'll work its way back to the point. Underwood throws it. He was going for a cross-ice pass on the near post. A save made by Moe on the rebound attempt. Puck still loose. Michigan State still controlling. You got a tired group of Badgers out there right now that look like they need to get off the ice as they're bottled up in their own zone. Krieger swings it to the far side from the far dot. Throws one over top of Moe. Around the boards it goes. It'll get past Underwood and all the way down the ice, and a chance for a couple of the Badgers, at least three of them, to get off on a change. St. Cyr has to play it around behind his net as he was pressured by Lucius. That allows the Badgers a few more seconds here to complete the change. Long lead pass right up the middle. That's just a little bit too far and out of the reach of Muka. At the blue line, held by Krieger. Krieger lets the shot go through traffic. It's in Lotch's body. It's loose. Jabbed at once, twice, never reaches the net. Comes back to Krieger. His wrist shot hits bodies. Lots of traffic in that slot area. Mo lucky to get some assistance. Whether it was a skate or a body, was hitting something and didn't reach him. But Michigan State putting on sustained pressure here. Along the near boards. Kept in by Muka. Finally, the Badgers able to get ascended all the way down the ice, and Christian Krieger will have to retreat, get in his own zone. Lucius finally gets off on the change. Long lead pass too far, and an icing call here on Michigan State with 2:38 to go in this second period. Pace picking up, and Michigan State getting lots of opportunities.
Yeah, I did not see Sam Stang break his stick. It must have been along the boards, but the Badgers really got hemmed in when Stang didn't have a stick. He tried to intercept a couple of the breakout passes and pass it back to his defenseman in order to get out of the zone, but to no avail.
Interesting, we talked earlier about the strength of the Big Ten this year and how many teams could make the NCAA tournament. Last Big Ten team to win an NCAA championship, Michigan State in 2007, then coached by Rick Comley down in St. Louis. They beat Boston College in that championship game. Dexheimer with it. Stops, throws it towards out front of the net. Couple of bodies thrown right down on top of St. Cyr. That might have been Horbach.
Christian Krieger doing his job in front of the net.
It was Malmquist and Mercer right there. Dumped him onto St. Cyr, who probably didn't appreciate it. But either way, a stoppage and a faceoff to the right of St. Cyr. Yeah, Krieger got that right arm wrapped right around Malmquist and just kind of tossed him down. Mersch will take the faceoff for the Badgers against Zach Dubinsky for Michigan State. They tie up. Puck is in their skates. Malmquist emerges with it and then sends a wrist shot over top of the net. On the near side, Mersch on the forecheck. Knocks his man down to the ice, trying to pry the puck loose, kicking at it. His stick is up in the air. He can't get it on there, but finally it's sent from Erdahl back to the point. Cross ice it goes to Dexheimer. Has to play it off the glass to keep it in deep into the zone. 4-2 Badgers on top. Now 2:05 to go in the second period. Knocked up to Dexheimer, who gloves it down. Has to sidestep a check. Mersch keeping it in. Just at the half wall area over by the Badger bench. It comes out front. St. Cyr plays it away. He had Malmquist right on top of him. A Michigan State player is down where the scrum was a minute ago before the puck left and went to the front of the net. And I think there's going to be a penalty here on the Badgers late in the second period.
Dexheimer is going to take the call. And it was during that scrum on the boards when the puck went by, all of a sudden that guy from Michigan State came right at him and pow. I think he laid the cross check on him.
You talk about the retaliation getting it. That's exactly what happened there, getting a chance to see the replay. Dexheimer took a hit, took a second hit. He delivered one, and then the next one was enough of a cross check to send the Michigan State player down to the ice and look like he caught him up high enough to be too obvious for the official to let go.
Well, a minute and 53 seconds remaining here in the second period, and you get into a situation where you just don't know how momentum has turned. We've seen good pressure by Michigan State, and now Michigan State's going to use their timeout to call for, see if it's a five-minute major.
Well, you know what's funny, and why you hear the crowd in the background reacting as they got to look at the replay, let's just say Zach Dubinsky from Michigan State might have slightly embellished that one.
Well, let's hope.
Where he got hit, his helmet was shaking, that's for sure, but part of that was because of the way he was throwing his body going down there. We're all for the safety of every player there, but it was the second frustration sort of cross-check that Dexheimer delivered that drew the call and sent Dubinsky down.
There'll be some good discussion over this one, to say the least.
We're getting another look at it right now here. Oh, of course, they've frozen it at the most inopportune time. He hit him for sure. You can say you can give him a penalty for sure. Was there acting? I'd say for sure.
Yes. 9.9 on the dive scale.
All can be true here at this point. Either way, it's a critical moment with the Badgers hanging on to that two-goal advantage, 1:53 to go in the second here. Shots are still heavily in favor of the Badgers at 26-12, but Michigan State has certainly picked up the pressure here.
Yeah, and in the length of this discussion, if it's just a two-minute minor, may be very advantageous to the Badgers, because this is an extended period of rest with only 2 minutes left in the period, which may very well be to their advantage.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. And this weekend's series sponsor is Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. They continue to take a look here at the replays and see if they can make a decision here. It's not going to be a speedy one either way.
No, it appeared to me that it was shoulder and then maybe part of the neck. I'm not sure, but the reaction by Zach Dubinsky was pretty elaborate. Let's put it that way. The RPI transfer. Maybe he's taking acting classes at MSU. I'm not sure.
This is one of those where you say with replay, it's supposed to be clear and obvious, and if it takes you this long to stare at it frame by frame like it's the Zapruder film, just maybe it isn't an additional penalty. They're showing up on the crowd. A good crowd here on hand on this senior night, this final home game of the year. But right now they're trying to find fans in the 300 level, sitting all by their lonesome up there. There's a couple of them up there.
For what apparent reason, I have no idea.
Time and space.
Yes.
Time and space. So Michigan State loses their timeout. They lose the challenge, but they do get a power play here, as it will be a two-minute minor on Dexheimer for cross-checking. And so the Badger penalty kill unit, which was 3-for-4 last night, will be put to the test here late in the second period. They're at 77.6% so far this year. 7-for-10 against Michigan State on the season is the penalty kill unit.
Yeah,
Badgers
baby.
Win the draw, and Lotch will send it all the way down the ice, and the Badgers get that important first clear here to start things off. Good pressure by Horbach on the forecheck, going all the way behind the net, causes a turnover on the drop pass. Pascal will get it at center ice, and finally, they bring it in the offensive zone. Russell will play it deep. Lotch gets there, can't clear it. LeMaster has it on the backhand, gets it now to Lotch off the back of the net. Lotch ties his man up, but Daniel Russell scoops in and gets the puck. Sends it back to Pascal at the point. To the near side, and no cross-ice pass is deflected, and that'll go high and up into the Michigan State bench. And so a stoppage and a faceoff here. The Badgers get a little break and a chance to make a change here with 1:24 to go in the power play, 1:17 in the period.
It was deflected by a Badger stick, trying to go cross-ice. Obviously, they were looking for Joshua on the far side on his forehand, but a good deflection. At least it got the stoppage that they wanted.
Joshua, who entered the weekend with 6 power play goals and added another last night. Carson Dorwart, another one to keep an eye on. He's got 4 power play tallies for Michigan State on the year. Pascal at the point, plays it to the near side. A wrist shot through traffic that whistles wide and then off the stick of Dorwart. Held on the far side at the line momentarily. Badgers with a chance to clear. Kuhlman's knocked down to the ice, however. Mersch gets to it, spins around, and able to steer it out to center ice and back into the Michigan State zone. Lindmark will head off on a change. Dorwart in over the line, slams on the brakes. Stops along the near wall, sliding down ever so deep, plays it back to Nienhaus at the point. Nienhaus back to Dorwart, top of the near circle, gets around one man, wrist shot right on, save was made by Moen, a big one. Comes back to the point. Nienhaus couldn't keep it in the zone, and the Badgers will get some breaks here as Mersch can get off the ice on a change. Dorwart in over the line. Backhand pass to Nienhaus, who returns the favor, giving it back to Dorwart. He'll slide it towards the goal line, trying to get it low. Vorlicki pins his man up against the wall. Dorwart has it now. now. Carson sends it back to Niehaus at the point. His little backhand pass back to Dorwart. Send it below the goal line. That doesn't connect. Middendorf has it on the far side for Michigan State. Back to Niehaus at the point. To Middendorf. Top of the far circle. Spins around. Throws it back blindly to the point. Michigan State keeps it in. Long shot through traffic as the horn sounds. Never reaches the net. And the Badgers, with just 7 seconds remaining in the cross-checking penalty to Dexheimer, will head to the locker room with a good kill in the works here so far. If they can polish it off, and they head to the locker room with a two-goal advantage. Our second intermission report coming your way next from the Kohl Center. Badgers on top, 4-2. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 28 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 40. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Lows level off around 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Upper 30s, Monday, with a chance for snow. Upper 20s, partly cloudy skies, Tuesday. A dusting of snow, Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Back inside the Kohl Center where the Badgers lead Michigan State by the score of 4-2 after two periods. Congratulations to the Badger women's hockey team taking down the defending national champions Ohio State today in overtime on a penalty shot of all things, winning a wild one. They had a 4-0 lead in that contest and ended up winning 6-5 in overtime. Kirsten Sims, the freshman with the penalty shot that gave the Badgers the victory. They'll conclude that series tomorrow afternoon at Laban Arena. Badgers continue to maintain their advantage here up by two, Ian, although we saw more and more opportunities for Michigan in that second period than we did in the first, for sure.
Yeah, Michigan State got into a position where I think they just kind of threw caution to the wind about halfway through the second period, and the last 8 of the last 10 minutes, Michigan State really, really dominated in the offensive zone in particular. The Badgers had their scoring opportunities, and they did win some good one-on-one battles in the offensive zone. But defensively, they were just like a half a stride away or a stick length away from a lot of very good cross-ice passes that Michigan State ended up resulting in at least shots on net.
So far, shots on goal, 27 for the Badgers, 14 for Michigan State, but 10 of those 14 coming in that second period. We'll have all the stats and get you ready for period number three when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Did you know that Masterforce has thousands of tools at Menards? Any tool you want, we have. There are hammers, drills, pliers, levels, wrenches, grinders, sanders, air compressors, nailers, workbenches, mowers, blowers, chainsaws, floor jacks, knee pads, work lights, fans. Whew. And that's just a taste. Want power, performance, durability? Come check out the wide range of products from Masterforce, exclusively at Menards.
You use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back at the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here in the Kohl Center, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Parent, 4-2 Badgers on top of Michigan State. Looking at the stats after two periods of play, as I mentioned before, 27-14 shots on goal advantage for the Badgers. Badgers 1-for-3 in the power play with 6 shots. Michigan State finally got a power play in that second period, which will carry over for 7 more seconds into the third. So far, 0-for-1. Badgers 2 penalties for 4 minutes, 4 penalties for 8 minutes for Michigan State. In that second period, Matthew D. St. Paul, an even strength tally, his 6th of the year. Lucius Nostramo with the assist made it 3-0. Then an even strength goal for Nash Nienhaus for Michigan State made it 3-1. Jack Gorniak replied with his 4th goal of the season, also an even strength tally. That put the advantage back at 4-1 for the Badgers. Cole Krieger with his 10th of the season at the 11-16 mark from Russell and Middendorf made it 4-2. Badgers, we've seen them dominate the first period of play, second period of play, a little more even. What do you expect? What is the message for the Badgers here in this third period?
Well, I think when they get back to 5-on-5, they'll be fine. 7 seconds doesn't seem like a lot of time, but if Michigan State gets the puck into the zone relatively quickly, I think the Badgers will have at least some opportunities to clear it as best they can. But I worry about that 7 seconds just because of who's going to win the draw and da-da-da-da-da. So I pray that Lindmark's in. The one thing that we have overlooked in this is that both teams have used their timeouts.
Yes.
So there will be no timeouts available for either Wisconsin, who took a timeout when one line was very exhausted on an icing call, ended up getting a good timeout out of that, and Michigan State challenged the five-minute major against Dexheimer, whether it should be a five-minute major or a two-minute minor. They lost that challenge, so they lose their timeout. Neither team will have a timeout if this game becomes really close down to the end.
Jared Moe on senior night with 12 saves for the Badgers. Dylan St. Cyr, 23 for Michigan State. Our final period here on senior weekend coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Badgers trying to not only get a series split here on senior night against Michigan State, but also trying to pull back even in the all-time series with the Spartans in this 130th meeting. They've won 62 times, lost 63 after last night's setback, and tied four, and trying to get their first win of the season against the Spartans, who've won the first three meetings between these two teams. Teams have returned to the ice as we get ready for period number three here. Final home game of the season for the Badgers. Lindmark to take the draw for Wisconsin against Carson Dorwart for Michigan State. A little extra discussion here with the scoring officials. Looks like we're all set. Puck has dropped and we are underway. Kuhlemans will wrist it hard into the offensive zone. Stopped by St. Cyr behind his own cage. Penalty is over. Dexheimer back out of the box. Badgers at full strength. Ian got his first wish. The Badgers won the draw and got rid of those 7 seconds out of their way. Vorlicki in his own zone plays it to Bantle. Plays it up high off the wall and gets it out to center ice. Dumped right back into the Badger in as Jagger Joshua chops it to Jared Moe. He steers it to Vorlicki off the stick of Horbach. Couldn't get it out of the zone, but follows up to at least prod it over the line. Vorlicki has it, slides it into the skates of Horbach. He's got time, turns around, looks, weaving his way through traffic, gets the puck ahead to Bantle, who just sends the backhander deep into the offensive zone and then heads off on a change. 50 seconds gone by in the third period as it's sent in on Jared Moe, who pads it aside to the near wall. LeMaster leaves it for Lotch. Lotch emerges from the far side of the cage, gets it ahead to Gordiak through the neutral zone. Jack puts on the brakes as he gets over the blue line. He'll send it around the boards to the near side where it awaits by Stam Stang. Stang tried to get control of it, couldn't. Lotch will send it right back into the zone, and Krieger has it now. Cole Krieger waiting as his team's in finishing up a change. Underwood sends a pass out to center ice. Davidson spun around, took a big swat at it with the backhand, and now it's played on Jared Moe, who made the pad, kicking it to the near side. Makes me just a little bit nervous in the way he's played a couple of those, but he was right on top of it, steering it away. Stramel gets to Lucius. Lucius down the middle with a wrist shot that whistles just wide of the net. High slot area for Lucius, who had a scoring opportunity. Michigan State counters on the attack. They get it in the offensive zone. Spun around is Tiernan Shouty. He'll dump it in deep. Over Shouty's stick again on the clearing attempt. It's rifled over the top of the net. Michigan State down two, but controlling the puck in the offensive zone. Nienhaus will backhand it below the goal line. Picked off by Kulemans. He'll come right up the middle. Slide a pass to the near side to D. St. Fall. Matthew over the blue line. Out to center to Kulemans, who has a head of steam cutting towards the middle. Trying to leave it for Lucius. Does so. He jabs at it and gets it just towards St. Cyr, who couldn't control it with his glove, but able to just get the paw enough on it to get it wide of the net. Michigan State at center ice will dump it in, and a penalty call coming on the Badgers here as Mike Muka Borlicki goes down, and a tripping call coming on Wisconsin.
Mike Borlicki, he turned the puck over at the blue line because he caught it at inside the Michigan State zone. He turned it over, and that resulted in a two-on-two, and the quick pass made to the Michigan State forward. All of a sudden, Borlicki was behind the other Michigan State forward, and when he tried to chop at the puck, took the feet right out from underneath the Michigan State forward. Ends up being a two-minute minor against Borlicki. And just 2 minutes and 35 seconds, 25 seconds into the period.
So a Michigan State power play that's just under 20% on the season. They've scored 23 times on the man advantage. Gets another opportunity here early in the third, trailing it by two at 4-2. Pascal at center ice plays a pass to the far side, and Shouty takes a big check right into the Badger bench. A little chirping going on over there, actually, with Jagger Joshua as he comes back towards center ice. I'm sure that's been a friendly one after a couple of runs that either team has had. Joshua now in over the line. Sends a pass cross ice. It bounces off a couple of skates. Lotch gets to it, able to clear it over the leaping defenseman and send it all the way down the ice. St. Cyr has to play it behind his net as he was being watched by Mersch, who was aggressive on the forecheck here on this kill. 1:10 remaining in the tripping call. Michigan State trailing by two on the power play. Still in their own zone, trying to regroup and set their breakout. And finally, I was just about to say they do, but Nienhaus throws a backhand pass deep into his own zone. And here comes Eric Mindorf in over the line to Nienhaus. He'll take it to the far side. Mindorf has the pass in his skates below the goal line. Donovan takes him down to the ice. It'll come back to Davidson along the near right point. Davidson walking it down the boards, taking it below the circle. Stops, plays it off the boards to Mindorf. He'll send it to the far side to Nienhaus. Nienhaus goes cross ice, tried to come back to the near side to the captain, Muka, who couldn't control it. Donovan gets to it behind the net, sends it around the boards, but can't get it out as Nienhaus holds. At the line, a pass broken up by Sting, gets it out of the zone. Badgers get a little relief, and Kulemans and Donovan can get off on a change. Still 15 seconds to go in the power play. LeMaster bumps his man, sends the puck behind the net, picked off by Davidson, spins it out front. Mindorf was there all alone, just couldn't control it. Back to Nienhaus at the point. Send it to the near side. They go cross ice, find the man, and a wrist shot is blocked as Davidson let it go. Lotch with a good job to block that shot and get the puck then out to center ice. Penalty's over. Borlicki back on the ice. Badgers at full strength and still leading it 4-2. Long lead pass right onto the tape of Lindmark. Lindmark circles away towards the boards, waiting for some help. Slides it down low. Gorniak couldn't get to it. Krieger has it for Michigan State. Plays a pass out to center ice that bounces off the stick of Jesse Tucker. Vorlicki scoops it up below the goal line. Tucker, though, reaching, jamming him from behind, harassing him, and causes a turnover. Vorlicki can't get to it. It's sent towards Moe and just goes wide of the net on the blocker side. Hurtig keeps it in at the point. Michigan State trailing by two, but putting on the pressure here now, controlling in the offensive zone. Spinning around and throwing it towards the net was Dubinsky. It goes well wide on the far side. Spartans keep it in. Krieger controlling out. Krieger throws it off of Moe's chest. Puck loose. Gorniak has it. Gets it around one man, but tried to just skate it out instead of getting it out and turns it over. It comes right back in on Moe, who has to cover it up. And now we're seeing Michigan State starting to win some of those little races, and the Badgers not getting the easy clears.
Confusion between the two defensemen, Dexheimer and Borlicki, were out there. Confusion as to who was going on what side. They're both right-handed. Not a real 100% sure which was going to take which. And as a result, that 2 or 3 second indecision is one of the things that gives Michigan State an opportunity.
Dorwart pulls it back to the Spartan, to the blue line. They keep it in, send it to the near side. Joshua bumped up against the boards, thrown towards the net by Dorwart, patted aside by Moe. Along the near boards, Bantle tries to clear. He's bumped from behind, and this is going to bring a penalty on Jagger Joshua, and this is probably one of the kinds of penalties that would drive Adam Nightingale crazy, because his team's got momentum, trying to creep back into it, and instead the Badgers are going to get a quartz power play.
Yeah, and it's after the play. You know, it's the puck had already been shot down the boards.
Boarding is the call on Jagger Joshua. He's been in the penalty box a couple of times this weekend. He's back in there again now. So a quartz power play for the Badgers. Last weekend they were 0 for 4 against the Gophers in that series split against number 1 Minnesota. Mantle and Caulfield each with 5 power play goals apiece.
So they'll bring out the first unit of the power play. And the discussion was, is that a 5-minute major for checking from behind? And neither team has the opportunity to challenge.
Krieger off the draw, able to get it out to center ice. It'll go back into the Badgers zone where Kuhlman scoops it up. Huge opportunity here for the Badgers trying to reclaim their 3-goal advantage. Kuhlman through the neutral zone. Gets it off to Bantle on the near side. Looking for some help. We'll slide it to Kuhlman, who tries to help it along. He gets it to Caulfield. Over to Kuhlman. Slides it back to the point. Lucius has it. Kuhlman's is ready to fire a shot, but the pass not coming from Lucius, who's dancing around, dangling the puck, then finally has it knocked off his stick. It's sent past Caulfield and all the way down the ice. Lots of stick work, stick handling, and hanging the puck on your own blade, and not enough passing there for the Badgers.
Yeah, as we've said numerous times, puck goes way faster than anybody who can skate.
And D. St. Paul knocked down as he tried to get ahead of steam going here. Badgers need to use each other. Use your teammate here. Short passes and move the puck quickly. Keep them, the Spartans, chasing the puck. That's center ice. Bad pass by Lucius. Just a kind of lazy lob. Cross ice that was gloved down, and now Lucius has it. Spins back into his own zone. Throws a pass right off the skate of Bantle that brings a roll from Andy Brandt, the assistant head coach over on the Badger bench. Just like, what are you doing? Where's that pass going? And it goes out of play, and a faceoff back in the Badger zone on a power play that has had absolutely nothing going forward, and it now has 39 seconds remaining.
Yeah, and puck hogging, I guess that would be the question mark that I would put, or the mark denotation that I would put on that. Bruce Lucius just in a situation where hanging on to the puck way too long.
It's a lesson for young hockey players out there. You don't get bonus points for style, for you going around 3-4 guys in stick handling. Use your teammates, and you all get to share in the glory. Gorniak gets it in over the line. Malmquist will play it around the board. Stramel's not there. He's hustling after it. Down on the ice, keeps it in the zone, but not for long as Krieger now races the other way. Couldn't get past Stramel, though, at the Badger line. He'll go cross ice to Malmquist. Here come the Badgers in one last rush on the power play. Malmquist back to Gorniak. Gorniak to the middle, just out of Dexheimer's reach. He couldn't control it. Dexheimer keeps it in, but he's pinned up against the wall. That allows Krieger to send it all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end. Penalty is over. Jagger Joshua out of the box. Michigan State at full strength. Gorniak takes the long lead pass from Moe, doesn't get it deep even, and turns it over at the line. Malmquist following it, tried to keep it in, couldn't do so. It's lifted high into the air by Mueller and out to center ice. Kuchar in over the Badger line. Off the shoulder of Moe makes the save. Comes back to the point. Basgall will send it to the near side. Mindorf bobbled it momentarily, then sent it to Basgall on the far side. Cuts to the middle. Wrist shot with traffic right up front. That hit bodies. Moe never saw it, never reached him. Badgers finally get control of it. Vorlicki gets it to the line. Gorniak can't get it out following up. Vorlicki has it now along the far boards. He needs to just lift it and get it out. Stead flutters a weak attempt towards the middle that gets picked off. In a bad spot, a centering pass. Vorlicki picks that one off. And the Badgers with a chance to finally get it off the glass as Malmquist does the honors. And Stang will backhand it in deep. Vorlicki had plenty of time there. Talk about an unforced error. You don't need to go soft up the middle. Just get it up off that side. Michigan State brings it in over the line, but Lotch breaks it up, and back comes Erdahl the other way. Looking for some help, slams on the brakes, spins around, tries to throw it deep, gets it past Stang. Below the goal line to Mersch, he tried to send a backhand pass to Stang, who was cutting to the net. That didn't connect. Off the skate of Middendorf, and finally collected by the Spartans, and they'll come out of their own zone. Trailing it 4-2, 11 minutes to go in the third period in this series finale. Centering pass bounces to Moe, quickly covers it up, and he'll hang on and take the faceoff with 10:57 on the clock. A little extracurriculars here to the left of Jared Moe.
Yeah, I think that Tanner Kelly and Mr. Mersch have had some confrontations in the previous games, and I got a feeling that just kind of who's tougher type attitude. It wasn't anything malicious by either one of them. He did tie up his stick, and then Mersch went after him, and Tanner Kelly, who had his helmet pushed down, also got into the action by throwing Mersch down to the ice and knocking off his helmet.
Need to, at times here, you feel like you want to say, go back to what was working in the first period and in parts of the second period. Now's not the time to get cute. Now's not the time to get lazy with clearing attempts. Do the smart thing, the simple thing, the strong thing. Off the faceoff, it comes back on to Moe. Dexheimer behind the net, tries to play it to Horbach. He's bunked off the puck. Joshua sends it towards the net. Never reaches the cage. Badgers try to clear, but instead turn it over. It's kept in by Nienhaus. Plays it down low along the near boards. Nobody can control. Dexheimer's tied up. Horbach will swoop in, grab the puck, and on the far side, lift it high and strong out to center ice. Bantle has it on a turnover from Nienhaus. Steers it out front. Dragged down is the Badger up front. I believe that's Lindmark, who crashes into the board in front of the student section. And we're going to have a penalty call here, I believe, on the Spartans. Saw the official's arm go up.
Yep. It is going to be an interference call or a hooking call, whatever. Bantle did all he could do to try and just shovel that puck out into the neutral ice area in front of the net. And Lindmark, who went hard to the net, ends up getting pulled down.
You know, that play started with not a fancy clear, but a strong, hard wrist lobbed high into the air and out of the zone. There was no doubt you were clearing the zone there. And as luck and good fortune would have it, Bantle hustled up on it, caused the turnover, got it to Lindmark, who was dragged down, and now the Badgers will go right back on the power play. Leading it 4-2 with 10:29 to go in the third period. Badgers on a quartz power play yet again. Off the faceoff, they control but send it back to the blue line, but well wide of DeSaint Fall, and so Jared Moe will have to stop it behind his own net. He gives it off to Kuhlemans. Turnover almost dangerously in front as Moe is still getting back to his net. DeSaint Fall now brings it over the line. To Bantle along the near boards, looking for some help. He gets it, tried to send it back to the point to Lucius. Instead, Mueller breaks it up, and Moe will have to play it back behind his own net yet again.
I just don't understand the mentality. You're 10 feet inside the blue line. If you dump it into the corner, your teammate's going to take it and go with it. Why are you trying to turn around and give it to the defenseman when you have two Michigan State players right on top of you?
That most dangerous spot for a turnover, because you're all at a standstill, and if they've got a head of steam going the other way, look out. Lucius to DeSaint Fall. He bobbled it, trying to let the wrist shot go. Sends it back to Lucius on the far side. To Kuhlemans. Fakes the shot, looking for an opening. Kuhlemans whistles a wrist shot. That goes off the back wall, just wide of the net. A chance to clear for Underwood. He'll send it all the way down to Moe at the other end. There, the Badgers had some puck movement and some opportunities, maybe even a better one if DeSaint Fall wouldn't have bobbled it.
Yeah, one flub pass, and that's a big issue.
Badgers power play has 50 seconds remaining, leading it 4-2. Dexheimer in his own zone sends it to Malmquist. Malmquist at center ice, plays it ahead, tried to get the return pass, and Malmquist scoops up the turnover, snaps it over to Gorniak near side, drop pass to Jugnauth, who bobbled it, couldn't control it. Might have been one there for Gorniak to shoot.
Yep.
It would have been a great highlight reel play if it had been on the tape and Jugnauth could have let the shot go. But instead, the Spartans will send it all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end, almost killing off the remaining part of this power play. Badgers turn it over in their own zone. Another unforced error. Mueller will play it deep for Michigan State. Moe stops it behind his net with 15 seconds and counting remaining in the power play. Badgers' second penalty kill, power play unit out there. Malmquist sends it back to Jugnauth. He'll emerge from his own zone over the motion W. Tries to weave his way through traffic. Turns it over at the blue line. Malmquist has to bring it back. Badgers definitely trying to skate it in each time instead of dumping it in and getting it back behind those defensemen. We heard Tony Granato on the pregame show talk about that issue of trying to get in there and get to work on the forecheck. I know they'd like to carry it in, but sometimes you just can't do that. Discretion is the better part of valor sometimes. Warlicky in the offensive zone along the near boards. Thrown towards the net
right
by Stang. That deflected and then went off the melon, as you mentioned, of Dylan St. Cyr. Hurtig will throw it towards the net, steered aside by Moe. Vorlicki plays it to the far board. Stang now gets the feet moving. Gets ahead of steam and into the offensive zone. Slides it towards the middle, towards Erdahl. He bobbled it as he was trying to charge towards the net. Not sure if he was fully ready for that pass. It bounced off his stick, and now Michigan State controls in its own zone. Hurtig will play it ahead to the Badgers' blue line. It's dumped in. LeMaster, the first one there, on his backhand, plays it to Mersch. Mersch snaps it cross ice to Stang. Stang gains the center line, then backhands it softly deep into the offensive zone, and he'll head off on a change. But a good dump in there, getting the puck deep into the Spartan zone. Make them go the full 200 feet. Michigan State sends it into the Badger zone. LeMaster shielding his man off, holding Muka off, the captain for Michigan State. Miroslav Muka, Lake Superior State transfer. Came from Slovakia, moved to the U.S. Said the Slovakian 2002 world champion.